morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and I join you this beautiful Sunday morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM in Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. I'm flying solo today, so I hope I planned a good show for you. We're going to be hearing from Sharon Shannon, Edel Mead, Derek Warfield, Josephine Marsh, and Celtic Thunder. We'll have to have some news from Ireland and something from this day in Irish history as well. But let's get started today's show with Sharon Shannon from the compilation albums of female artists in Ireland, called A Woman's Heart, with her tune, Blackbird. Thank you.
something I wanna see. Strong, sexy, and lean. But that don't mean that you'll be strutting around, flirting around, funking around like you're the creamiest cat.
Say what, say what?
You tell me you're the best I'll ever have. I turn a blind eye this time, so you know you're one of the minor players. Don't you talk that way about her in front of me, 'cause I'm a lady and I'm your girl. You're all ladies coming to town. I'm making a list, checking, checking, while you sit on your throne making me moan, moan.
No, no, no.
You ain't looking for a strong woman, daddy. Feeling so blue right now. So you know things could blow up in your face. Do you even care? It's unfair. I've been good to you. You've been screwing. You've been chewing, misleading, deceiving.
Both gallant and brave, who fought like a hero the Union to save. If you listen immediately, you'll know what I mean. Of the bell 69th on the island of Green, when Jefferson Davis, he sounded alarms, the sons of Columbia rushed to the arms, and our noble militia to Washington sped, and the brave Michael Cocker in Martin said, oh, then let me be living or dying. It's a sigh for the owls that I'm crying, but the tyrant I'll still be defying in America's Irish Brigade. If the voice of old Ireland would main it, a freedom we soon would regain it, and myself would go in with me vein it in America's Irish Brigade. A soldier I am and I'm wearing the green, with the boys of the army a fighting I did. With me knapsack and gun and wherever I be, sure the Union I fight for till Ireland is free. In the 7 days fight, they stood me repost, and each pop of me gun made some rebel a ghost. And whenever the war came, they charged me soul, I made some rebel blackguard a bayonet hole. Oh, then let me be living or dying, it's a sigh for the owls that I'm crying, as a tyrant I'll still be defying in America's Irish Brigade. With the voice of old it would mean it. Our freedom we soon would regain it, and we set for going, we'd be baited in America's Irish Brigade. Stonewall came down like a thousand a brick, and me sent the boys throwing back double quick. And we thought of Bull Run and our bosoms were full, but we wished we were running on old Johnny Bull. Sure there's hope for old Ireland when Irishmen learn how to handle their gun or a bayonet torn. And be this and be that, if we once get a chance, there'll be rifles in Ireland that don't come from France. Oh then let me be living or dying, it's a sign for the elves that I'm crying, but the tyrant I'll still be defying in America's Irish Brigade. If the boys of old Ireland would main it, our freedom we soon would regain it, and myself would go in with me bane it in America's Irish Brigade. You know how we fought on the terrible day when the rebel mass batteries opened the fray. In the midst of the battle was Corcoran seen, and he nobly stood by his banner of green. But now a bright sunshine has followed the rain, and back in New York we soon have him again. At the head of his regiment then he'll be seen, and he'll die for the stars of the banner of green. Oh then let me be living or dying, it's a sigh for the elves that I'm crying, but the tyrant I'll still be defying in America's Irish Brigade. If the boys of old Ireland would main it, our freedom we soon would regain it, and myself would go in with me bane it in America's Irish Brigade.
I hope everyone enjoyed that. I did. That was Derek Warfield, of course, with a song from his Sons of Aaron album, which features tunes from the American Civil War, both from the Northern side and the Confederate side. And this song, America's Irish Brigade, comes from the Union side. And before that, you heard from Edel Meade, her album Blue Fantasia, with her tune A Blind Eye. And we started off today's show with Sharon Shannon, great fiddlist, from the album A Woman's Heart, with her version of Blackbird. So there you have it. And now we're going to be listening from Josephine Marsh with the Beau Canton Waltz, from her album Music in the Frame.
Thank you. Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. That's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the morning, Margaret brings him breakfast and she believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, but dear Margaret remembers that for me. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes. His cap and coat are patched with the love that Margaret sewn in. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Till Margaret comes to take him home again, through the unforgiving streets that trip him though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks that he's alone, calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, but dear Margaret remembers that for me. Windmills whirl the winter in. She winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. He sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes his bed up, singing song, old love song. She learned it when the tune was very new. He hums a line or two. They hum together in the night. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows a candle up. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, but dear Margaret remembers that for me.
I like that version of that song. It's a good song to begin with, but very sensitive version of that song, I think, from Celtic Thunder and from their album Heritage. And before that, you heard from Patrick Street, the best of Patrick Street, no less, with three reels, actually, The White Petticoat, The Carry Reel, and Katie is Waiting. And before that, you heard from, as I mentioned before, from Josephine Marsh, her album Music in the Frame with the Valse du Beau Canton, whatever that means. So I like that, too. She's a great musician, Josephine Marsh, and she's really a master of the button accordion, and I know you all realize that, having heard that. So I thank the Breffni School of Irish Dance for marching in the July 4th parade. I hear they did a great job. They're always welcome to that event, and they receive a lot of cheers. I was absent from the parade this year, and I certainly heard about it. So rest assured, I will do my best next year to make a personal appearance along with the Breffni School of Irish Dance. So again, congrats to them. And now we're going to be hearing from the Dropkick Murphys with their familiar version of Black Velvet Band.
In a neat little town they call Brockton, apprenticed in trade I was bound, and many an hour of sweet happiness I spent in that neat little town. Then bad misfortune befell me and caused me to stray from the land, far away from my friends and companions, to follow the Black Velvet Band.
Still sinking boat have pointed home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice.
Was coming down, 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 down.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised that Van Morrison still has it in him, I guess, to produce and sing and orchestrate, really, such a great album as this. We'll be hearing more from it. That was Down to Joy from his latest album, CD, Remembering Now. Very impressed. And before that, we heard from another impressive band, from The Frames, from their famous album, The Cost, with Falling Slowly. And before that, as I mentioned earlier, from the Dropkick Murphys album, Blackout, they gave us their familiar version of Black Velvet Band. So let's find out what today in Irish history is. Let's see, July 12th. The Battle of Arrim. Aha. On July 12th, 1691, the Battle of Arrim was fought just outside Galway village between Ballinasloe and Loughrea. It was the bloodiest battle ever fought on Irish soil, claiming the lives of between 6,000 and 9,000 men, more than the combined total who died in the battles of Clontarf, Kinsale, Vinegar Hill, and the Easter Rising. It also brought a decisive end to the Williamite War in Ireland and was followed by the signing of the Treaty of Limerick and the flight of the Wild Geese, the departure of defeated Irish soldiers to Catholic France. The previous year, at the Battle of the Boyne, the forces of William of Orange had faced those of the deposed King James II, who was aided by troops raised by the King of France, Louis XIV. The Jacobite forces lost then, with James fleeing the scene, but the war continued for another year. Jacobite forces controlled Munster and Connacht, while William held Dublin and most of the East. William had tried to capture Limerick, but was held off by Patrick Sarsfield, the Earl of Lucan. At Arrim, Sarsfield led the Jacobite forces, along with the Marquis de Saint-Ruth, a French general sent by Louis. The Williamite forces were led by the Dutch general Godbert de Ginkel, William having returned to the Netherlands. Though each side had a roughly equal number of troops, around 20,000, the Williamites had more cavalry and superior artillery. St. Ruth was killed in the battle, decapitated by a cannonball. One eyewitness surveying the carnage said, quote, "Seen from the top of a hill, the unburied dead covered 4 miles like a great flock of sheep," unquote. Sarsfield survived, but the loss of thousands of troops left the Jacobites with only Limerick under their control. After another siege, the Treaty of Limerick was signed, and the loyal Irish troops removed to France. So that was this day in Irish history. And now we're going to hear from John Sheehan from his album Flirting Fiddles with St. Patrick's Cathedral.
from County Clare. I always had a little farm with nothing left to spare. I had to sell me donkey and me little billy goat, and with the money I had left in Glasgow, took the boat. In the morning when I landed there, before me hair was dry, I was working on the Mickey Dam in a place they call Mulgoy. And the ganger that worked over us, well, they called him John the Mouse. And the very next day I started there, at me he made a grouse. But I quickly surprised him, and I says, "You little rat, I'll tie a string around your neck and I'll toss you to the cat. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was rare on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam." Well, this aroused the mouse's temper, and at me he made a jump, and he swore he paralyzed me with the handle of a pump. But I quickly surprised him, and I grabbed him by the throat, and I shot that ugly monkey till the tail fell off his coat. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was rare on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam. Hotels were stopping in, well, they call them navvy huts, and the bums and fleas lives in the bends as big as coconuts. And on Saturday night when I get there, I'll stand behind the door, and as they march in one by one, I'll bash them to the floor. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was rare on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam. I'm as strong as any lion, I was rare on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men all round the Mickey Dam.
A thunder and lightning is no lack, when Dublin city is in the dark. So if you've any money, come out to the park and view the zoological gardens. We went out there to see the zoo. We saw the lion and the kangaroo. But all she wanted to see was the old cockatoo up in the zoological gardens. We went out there by Castle Knock, says she to me, "She'll be caught on the lock." Then I knew she was one of the rare old stock from outside the zoological gardens. A thunder and lightning is no lark, when Dublin city is in the dark. So if you've any money, come out to the park and view the zoological gardens. We went out there on a honeymoon, says she to me, "If you don't come soon, I'll have to get in with the hairy baboons up in the zoological gardens." Says she to me, "It's 7 o'clock and it's time for me to be changing me frock. for I long to see that old cockatoo up in the zoological gardens. Says she to me, me lovely Jack, sure I'd love to ride on the elephant's back. If you don't get out that, I'll give you such a smack up in the zoological gardens. A thunder and lightning is no lark, when Dublin city is in the dark. So if you've any money, come out to the park and view the zoological garden.
John Francis Flynn, he always has an interesting take on some of the old tunes from his album Look Over the Wall and See the Sky, The Zoological Gardens. And before that, you hear from Deary Farrell with his tuned song, The Mickey Dam, from his album The First Turn. I must look, see if he has another one. I have two albums of his, but I know there's a third somewhere. And first up on this set, we have John Sheehan, Flirting Fiddles in St. Patrick's Cathedral. And we're going to head right into the next tune from Island Eddie, some reels, Larry Redican's reel, and the Leitrim Lifter.
Thank you.
And this is Kevin Cahill saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week. Farmer will likely be back. And please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.7 WTBR FM in Pittsfield. Gurum Ugat Agustihi Shahugan.